So I am joined with Tom Walker just before his gig at Bodega. Your EP was released last week, Blessings. What's the response been like to that so far?
Yeah, it's really positive. It's done. It got a couple of New Music Fridays on Spotify, and people on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook seem to be reacting really well to it. So yeah, happy days.
Very happy days. Well, I've had a listen to the EP. I've got a favourite song. Have you got a favourite?
I don't know. Yeah, probably Rapture actually at the moment, because, you know, feels like the end of the world sometimes, and it's a good, like, anti-establishment little moment.
Get some angst out with that one. See, you write a lot of your own music. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about what that process is for you.
Well, sit down, write a song. If people like it, put it out. that's the rough kind of version of it. But yeah, normally just try and write. I think like 2 in every 10 songs is normally good. So you have to write a lot of songs to do it. So yeah, long may it continue.
I watched an interview you did with someone, and you said that Play Dead is about a zombie apocalypse, and I was really surprised when I heard that, because it's such a kind of sexy, like, dark song, and then you're like, it's about a zombie apocalypse, which I think is so cool. It's just so wacky. Is that something that you try and go for, or is that just what comes out?
That was a bit of a random day. I don't know, it kind of just came out of nowhere. I thought about the zombie apocalypse happening quite a lot. I think I'd watched quite a few zombie movies at that point, and one of my mates got a handbook called The Guide to Surviving a Zombie Apocalypse Attack, which I'd read a bit of, and yeah, I think that was kind of the inspiration for it. But it's kind of what me and my girlfriend would do if there was a zombie apocalypse, you know, wait inside, wait it out. What's that movie? Shaun of the Dead, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bit Shaun of the Dead-esque. Yeah, that's it. Go to the Winchester, wait till it all blows over.
I love Shaun of the Dead, to be fair. Also, Just You and I obviously has had a huge response on Spotify. I think it's nearly hit 15 million streams now. How's that been for something that you've written, recorded? How's it been for that to have reached so many people and obviously connected with so many people?
Yeah, it's totally crazy. I wrote it in like one night in my little studio that I've got at home in my basement in 5 hours. Thought nothing of it at the time. And when we put it out, I thought it would get a good reaction, but I didn't think it would do as well as it's done. So yeah, it's been amazing.
So we just had a shot of whiskey and a shot of pickle juice. Are you a fan?
It's weird. It's kind of all right, but yeah, bit of a weird aftertaste going on. Kind of like a weird mouthwash that you don't want to own.
Yeah, I can actually relate to that right now. I know you play guitar, you sing. Have you got any hidden talents?
I'm quite good on a trampoline. I can do backflips on a trampoline. I'm pretty good at snowboarding. What else am I good at? I'm good at drinking beer, very good at that. I don't think that's a hidden talent. Everyone knows about that.
Well, you've got a broad range there. Maybe not ones to be mixed together. If you had to delete all the music in the world apart from one song, which song would you keep?
Oh, God, that's such a difficult question. Probably Back in Black by AC/DC, because it's just a massive tune and I never, ever get sick of it.
Bit of rock and roll. Yeah. Keep that going. Okay, and maybe slightly more controversially, if you could delete one song, what song would you delete?
Baby by Justin Bieber. Baby, 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 oh.
Exclusive. Okay, yeah, I feel like that's quite a solid choice as well. Do you prefer performing live and being able to kind of have an audience that you can feed off, or do you prefer sitting down with a track and just perfecting it in a studio and really being able to get everything across that you want to?
I think studio's more my thing because I've been doing it a lot longer. I love doing gigs and I love seeing the reaction, but I still get a bit nervous doing gigs, and it's like a massive buzz. But the studio's more of like a constant thing, and then it takes a while, but when you finish, it's really rewarding. Whereas gigs are like, you're a bit worried, and then afterwards it's like, oh, that was great, and then the next day you're a bit worried. So yeah, I think definitely studio.
Just like sit down, get it all out. Yeah, cool. And if you were an artist from a different genre, which genre would you choose?
Probably reggae. I would love to just get stoned and play reggae all the time. That'd be great, but I can't do that.
That's a good dream to have, though. I like that. Just get stoned, play some reggae. Okay, your name is Tom Walker.
Yes.
Walker's Crisps or Walker's Shortbread?
Oh, so I was born in Scotland, so that's a tough question to ask me. I'm going to have to go with Walker's Crisps, because the cheese and onion Walker's Crisps are just the one. And shortbread is amazing, but you couldn't smash like 4 packets of it.
I rate cheese and onion as well. I rate that choice. What's the coolest thing that's happened since kind of your career started to take off? What's the coolest music thing, or just coolest experience, memory, anything?
We played at Great British Summertime Festival, and Stevie Wonder was doing a 4-hour set. So technically I played the same festival as him and got to watch him for 4.5 hours. That was amazing. So yeah.
Cool. I know you've done a really cool music video for Fly Away With Me, and there's kind of quite That music video seems to have a bit of a message to it, and I was just wondering whether that's something that you want to achieve with your music, to have a message, maybe a political message, or whether that's just something that kind of worked with the track, or what?
I wouldn't necessarily say a political message. I mean, some of the tracks, yeah. I think deep down, if like everything is about something, but I don't want people to necessarily know that, if that makes sense. But yeah, I would like it to come across in the music videos. We've just done a video for Blessings, which is done by the same director, Danny Chan, who did Fly Away With Me. So yeah, hopefully it'll have the same impact.
And when can we expect that music video, or is that under wraps?
I just saw the first edit of it today, and it's getting graded, whatever that means. Fancy technical video term. So I think next week, the week after.
Could be a month.
So do you have quite a lot of involvement in the direction of like what goes on in the video, or?
Yeah, I give out an idea, we post that idea to video directors, and then they come back, try and edit or come back with a new idea, and then we go through it together and try and get the best we can get. I couldn't actually be in my own video because we just weren't around, but it's really amazing, so I don't mind that I'm not in it, to be honest. It's a bit scary being in your own music video.
Cool, I can't wait to see it. Is there anything else big you've got coming up that you want to let us know about, or is it all very much under wraps?
We're going on a US radio tour soon for 16 days, which is amazing. I've got a couple of festivals coming up, which is all on my website, iamtomwalker.com, and I'm playing Glasto this year, only an acoustic set, but I can say that I've played Glasto, so life goal complete.
Brilliant. Well, is there anything else you want to say, or should I wrap up the interview there?
Just check me out online, I am Tom Walker.
Cool, well thank you very much for joining me.